This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. Former President Donald Trump has won South Carolina's Republican presidential primary. That's according to the Associated Press. NPR's Ashley Lopez has more.
Trump has now won every contest for the party's nomination where he has appeared on the ballot. This latest win is not exactly a surprise. Trump was leading in the polls in this very conservative state throughout the entire race. This is, though, a major blow to former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley's bid for the Republican nomination. South Carolina is Haley's home state, and she was elected twice as governor there just a decade ago. Despite the significant money and time spent by the Haley campaign in South Carolina, she was unable to garner enough support in the state, including from leaders in the party. The next presidential contest is Tuesday when Michigan holds its primary election. Ashley Lopez, NPR News.
Nikki Haley, meanwhile, spoke to her supporters from her South Carolina headquarters Saturday night and told them she's not out of the race. NPR's Sarah McCammon has more from Haley's election night party.
She's been saying this entire week that she's not dropping out. Her campaign has reiterated that more than once, and she said it again tonight. She said she's going on to Michigan and beyond. You know, the campaign has detailed plans for the next several days leading up to Super Tuesday. They're going to be in not only Michigan, but Utah, Virginia, North Carolina, a couple of other places. And beyond that, they're not really saying.
That's NPR's Sarah McCammon reporting. The next Republican primary is this week in Michigan. Ukrainians in San Antonio, Texas, held a rally Saturday to commemorate 2 years since the start of Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine. Texas Public Radio's Kayla Padilla reports that San Antonio has welcomed more than 20 Ukrainian families since the start of the war in 2022.
Over 100 people came to show support for San Antonio's growing Ukrainian refugee community. 16-year-old Ksenia Petrovska was only 14 years old when she woke up to the sound of explosions outside her home. Her new life in San Antonio is an adjustment, and she says she wants to graduate high school early to focus on helping her home country.
I think I can go to the front line of, like, army as, like, probably combat nurse because it's easier to achieve.
Petrovska is living with her parents, sister, and dog that they were able to bring from Ukraine. In the short term, she wants to fundraise locally to send aid back to Ukraine. I'm Kayla Padilla in San Antonio.
Houthi militants based in Yemen launched a missile attack at a U.S.-flagged and owned oil tanker in the Gulf of Aden this weekend. The U.S. Central Command says a Navy missile destroyer shot down at least one missile, and they say neither the tanker or the Navy ship were hit in that attack, and no one was injured. The U.S. and Britain also used planes this weekend to strike 18 Houthi targets in Yemen. You're listening to NPR News. Thousands of people in the British city of Plymouth had to be evacuated from their homes and offices this week after an unexploded World War II bomb was found in a garden. Vicky Barker reports from London.
The unexploded German bomb was discovered when a man digging in a suburban garden felt his shovel hit a metal object. That prompted one of the biggest peacetime evacuations in British history, as the 1,100-pound bomb was carefully removed and then transported to Plymouth's harbor for detonation out to sea. Trains, buses, and ferries were diverted. Nearby schools and daycare centers were closed. More than 10,000 people living or working within a 1,000-foot radius had to evacuate. There were no scenes of panic. City officials have praised the wartime spirit this wartime bomb brought out in the people of Plymouth. For NPR News, I'm Vicky Barker in London.
The body of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny was turned over to his mother on Saturday, more than a week after his death in a Russian penal colony under suspicious circumstances. It's not clear on when or where a funeral will be held for Navalny. A stamp honoring legendary basketball coach John Wooden was unveiled this weekend in Los Angeles. Wooden coached the UCLA Bruins to a record 10 national championships in the 1960s and the 1970s. He's the second basketball coach to be honored with a stamp. The other is James Naismith, who invented the game. Wooden was 99 years old when he died in 2010. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. With benefits kicking in as close as 100 miles from home, you can protect your travel plans whether you're driving across state lines or flying cross country. Learn more at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.